Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Anton Kuser, and we're talking about the Azure CDN. There's some new premium features, exciting new premium features going on.
Correct. So earlier this week, we released a new update which put Azure CDN inside of the new Azure portal, and as part of that release, we both have a standard SKU that's available and also the premium SKU. So we're going to focus on the new things that are coming out with the premium SKU. So it's a whole set of advanced analytics, real-time analytics, and something that we call Rules Engine, which allows you to get very fine granular control over the behavior of the CDN. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off by taking a look in the new Azure portal. And there's a set of things that you will do directly from the Azure portal for the premium SKU that are very similar to what you do on the standard SKU. So we've gone ahead and we have an endpoint that's here. We create endpoints the same way.
Right.
You can create an endpoint from here. You have one of our favorite features right now, which is the ability to go, you can easily go purge content. And up in the left-hand side here, we have the Manage button. And the Manage button allows us to expose advanced features prior for them being part of the new portal. And so I already have this queued up, but if I click on the Manage button, we will pop us over. We'll do a single sign-on into our what we call our supplemental portal. So let's go over there. And we'll start off first with taking a look at some of the new analytics modules that we have in play. Mm-hmm. So one of the requests that people always have is, you know, where's my content going? Where are my customers coming from? And so mm-hmm. now you can easily see that. And so what we're looking at right now is a world map, and we can take a look. This is one of our internal accounts that we have going, and you can see that most of the requests are coming from the United States. There's a few million that are coming over from China and Japan. We can really drill down and take a look at, if I wanted to look and say, well, inside the United States, let's take a look at the United States map, and we'll take a look at what's happening there.
What kind of things would I do with these analytics when I discover that a CDN is being used more in one country or one region than another? Might I change the behavior of my application based on this?
Well, so one of the things that people get concerned with is, you know, if they have a massive amount of traffic that's coming through, and it's like, is all that traffic coming from where my users are? So you have one of the things you have the ability to do, and we introduced a few months ago, is the ability to do like geo-blocking, where I can basically say I only want requests to come from the United States, or could come from Europe or from Germany or a particular country, and you could actually use this to go and go validate and say that's where my requests are coming from. Or in this case, the United States map came up, and I can take a look and actually see there's a big chunk that's coming from the unknown region. We know why we do that. That's actually Microsoft traffic.
is that what that is?
Yes. Our IPs don't get mapped all that well for our internal IPs, so a lot of times they show up as just this kind of global kind of United States Redmond region that comes in. But you can take a look and you can see, well, the majority of requests, I mean, this is an internal site that we set up, so we expect it to be coming in the Washington area. Mm-hmm. But then you can drill down, you can actually see where your customers are coming from. So there's a large number of requests in California, Texas, and Florida. So it really starts to give you insight into, you know, who my customers are in a very simple manner.
Mm-hmm.
The next kind of analytic module we put in place is what we call real-time analytics. So these are from what we're looking at right now are ones that are based on I'm taking all the CDN logs that come in and typical kind of like W3C logs, looking at the IP addresses, mapping them to regions. But if someone wants to know in real time what's happening.
Well, before you say that, how delayed is this? Hours, minutes?
This is at least 8 hours delayed before you start seeing updates come in on this.
Okay.
So it's a few hours delayed. You won't see, it's a 24-hour snapshot that comes in on this.
That's good to know.
So now if we look at the real-time stats, it allows us to take a view in terms of what is happening now, how many requests are coming in. So you have the ability to kind of pick a time span for the graph. Whether you want this one just set to 5 minutes, we'll leave it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, we should see some results start coming in. So you can start seeing what the current.
And this is live, like these results.
This is actually live. This is delayed by just a few seconds.
So this is this is real. You're not faking traffic.
We're not faking traffic. Yeah,
what kind of things is it serving? Images?
It's actually being used by, so the Azure CDN is part of the Azure Media Services larger team, and so this is actually a website that it's being used as CDN for website for the Azure Media Player. So,
oh, wow.
So we'll take a look in some of the advanced analytics. We'll actually see some of the files that are coming down for this.
So yeah, you're pushing like 31 megabytes a second?
Yep. And you can take a look at like status codes. You can see like if you were concerned here in terms of am I getting a lot of 404s, you can actually take a look and it's like almost all these are HTTP 200 requests, so they're all succeeding. There's one 304 that came through, but the traffic looks pretty good. There's not someone trying to do something malicious on it. I didn't mess up my website and, you know, put things on there that aren't being cached by the CDN or that have the wrong role in place on it.
Well, that's another really interesting thing, making sure that the CDN is doing its job, right?
Yep.
Did I put my file out? Did it get picked up by the CDN?
Yep.
Is now the CDN taking traffic off of my website.
Correct. So one of the things, like what, I mean, we'll take up a kind of a scenario, what if there were a lot of 404s and I want to understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so we have this other module that we call the Advanced Performance Analytics, and it allows us to see a much deeper view in terms of what's happening. And mm-hmm. so it's doing much deeper processing of those logs that come in. And so one of the things I can do if I scroll down is take a look at what if there were a lot of 404 errors. Mm. And I wanted to see what was causing it. I could go click on the 404s. And it'll actually show you the top files where those are occurring from. And so if we take a look here, there's some SVGs, there's some font files that are inside of here.
It looks like there's a problem where there's a missing web font.
Exactly.
And that could be any number of things, right?
Yeah.
It could be misconfigured web config, could be missing files.
Yeah, and so it could be that someone is deep linking your site or linking from somewhere else and has old URLs in place. And so that's another piece I could look at. I could go take a look at the referrers, and I could take a look and say, so where are all these coming from? And you notice this is probably an internal tool of ours running because it has no referrer on it. That's a typical cause for it. But you can see that most of the requests are coming from the Azure Media Player, Azure.net. That's our CNAME we have set up for the website. Hmm. But most of them look pretty normal. There's nothing that really looks suspicious here.
It's kind of cool here to see, though, when you talk about large amounts of traffic, you've got the Windows marketing website itself.
Exactly.
Is getting hundreds of thousands of hits.
Exactly, and you can really drill down here. You could take a look at. There's all kinds of interesting things. Some of these are there. It's just kind of insight into what's happening. Other some of these pivots for data allow you to actually analyze and try to figure out what's happening if mm-hmm. someone was deep linking. I could go take a look at it, and we could actually control and block that if we wanted to.
Well, as a customer of the Azure CDN myself, in the past, sometimes we see these demos where you check a box. And then you just say, trust.
Yep.
Look, it's wonderful. I checked a box and I can go. But this is a reminder that even though Azure is software as a service, even though the CDN is this amazing service that is available, it isn't a black box. And if you want to see the details are available to you. It gives you both power and comfort,
correct.
I think.
And we're just giving a little taste of what you can do here.
Oh,
so you can see there's a large number of things we can deal into. So I'm just taking a few of these that are...
Well, I see that the reports go all the way down to the TCP level.
they do. You can go all the way to TCP level. The last one I'll show is kind of an interesting one. If you wanted to take a look at... Let me find the... we can take a look at the user agents here. So it's kind of interesting sometimes to see, if you did customization for particular browsers, what are the top browsers that are coming mm-hmm. back? So you can see that, Google, so Chrome is one of the top requests that's coming back. You can see our little runner account that's coming through on there. So it lets you see this insight that you can get logs, you can parse them yourself and figure them out, but this is just this very quick way to kind of go view the data in a high-level manner.
And even down to the point, I think this, we hear about bytes in and bytes out a lot, but you've got transfer rate and duration, which is really interesting as well.
Yeah. So the last piece that we wanted to take a kind of a walk through mm-hmm. is what we call the rules engine. So let me go pop over to that. And what the rules engine allows us to do is this very granular control in terms of how I can control traffic that's coming through. And it works on the process of basically you can trigger on particular events. And so let's take a look at one of those. So if we took it on. For the standard SKU that we have, you can turn on compression. We walked through that in a separate show where it was basically walking through, I can set different compression types.
Right.
But you're just setting on the endpoint. You don't have any other control to just say, hey, this endpoint, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. So if you look at this rule here, we've actually set it up to, doing it on the particular endpoint name. So this allows me to do this very rich set of rules based on the trigger point. So if I do if, you can notice when I click on this, let me hit edit on here so we can take a look at this. I'm doing it on just the edge CNAME, but there's this large set of things I can do. I can do it all the way down to I can pick a particular directory that I want to do this on, an extension, a file name. So almost anything that flows through from HTTP, from something that's in the URL to something that's in the header, to things that we're doing particular mapping on. So if we wanted to say a particular, you could do it for a particular region. Mm-hmm. So this is very rich, or I could say just do it always, and I can set that in place.
So given any piece of HTTP kind of contextual information that flows through, anything from IP address to MIME types, what are the actions you could then take based on any many ifs?
So let's look at the one that I created here, because this one's on compression. There, you don't typically do too many, usually it's like particular directory, particular location I'm going to do it on. So let me cancel out from this one so we don't change that one. and we'll go take a look at this ones one we set up for internal and external cache control. Mm-hmm. So in this case, we're doing it for if the URL wildcard matches, I'm just saying if there was like a channel9.html, I'm going to do something different on it. And what we have set up on this one is saying this default internal max age, and what that allows us to do is to basically say, by default one, content's cached and the CDN's cached for 7 days.
Right.
Now you can change it, you can go to your blob storage, you could go set on each individual file. But what if I wanted to, you know, change it? In this case, it basically said, if it's an HTTP 200 response, just cache it for 2 hours. Mm. I have that level of control. You can do it down to seconds. If you want to do seconds or days, you have the ability to change that. You can also change things such as like the external max age, so what gets sent over in the response header that goes out to mm-hmm. the client in terms of here's how long I want clients to do it. Now, what gets really interesting is the level of control you have is we go back up and we click, let's do edit here so we can take a look at this, is you can even do things such as if I do device. This is really cool.
Oh, wow.
So I can go down into, if you are presenting pages that were different depending on like your, you can go down, you can do the basic kind of like if it's an Android device or iOS device, I can go change. So it's like, hey, if it was an Android device, this is what I want to do. I want to do a different, and it might not be the cache control header. You might
right.
do a redirect or something like that, but I can actually change that. But the ability to basically say, so if it was a model name, you could put in, you could do a wildcard, a regex, a literal, you could match it to it. We have a database in the back end that will allow us to basically do those matches. You have this very, very fine granularity of control that's in place. And then if we take a look in terms of, so that's, we always think of rules engine, they're triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So triggers are something in the header, something that the CDN sees coming through in the HTTP request, and then you can go and move it. And you can look, this is another one of these, we could spend hours on this, Scott.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you can do when you think about,
yeah.
this is the kind of stuff that I used to do in code.
Yeah.
And I used to have exceptions and HTTP handlers and modules to just, you know, deal with all the different little weirdnesses about devices and how they interact with HTTP and making sure that customers get fresh content fast.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to do that with code. It's configuration and it's handling.
And you can do it right at the edge. So you can do everything from I want to change a response header, I want to change a request header, I want to change the how long it sits on there, I want to do a redirect. There's this just deep, deep level of control that you can put in place with this. And so this is, if you think about CDNs all have the ability to basically do these rich rules at the edge. This is
right.
exposing in a very easy to consume manner for anyone to basically go and set up these rules. And we're just showing kind of a little slice, but you can continue mm-hmm. to add. We did a simple if this, then this feature, but you can continue to add a rich set of, you know, matches and mm-hmm. and if clauses inside of there. So.
And it puts customers in control of the edge.
It does.
Like I said before, it's nice that for some scenarios, the edge is a checkbox.
Correct.
But it's still my edge, and I want control over what's going to be served from it. And being able to have full control of that is a great, great
Correct.
Feature. Cool. So all this is available now?
This is all available now.
You have this now. I always like to say that. Here on Azure Friday, we're learning all about the Azure CDN and some of the new rules, engines, and advanced features here on Azure Friday.